The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 363. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
I've summoned you here for a purpose.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, 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 yo.
Adam Vail.
How you doing? How you doing?
And Brian Manjoma.
What up, what up, what up?
All right, people, you already know, back with another one. And as I told the fellas right before we started, this is actually our last normal episode of the year. And by that, we mean that it's going to be like your standard throwdown. We do the news, we talk some shit, all that stuff, right? Starting next week, we're going to do our VGA. Is it still called VGAs? It is VGAs, right?
Yeah,
or TGAs or whatever. I think video part of it, you know?
Yeah. Well, they got rid of the, wasn't it? Oh, it's the Game Awards.
Yeah, so TGA. So we're going to do a TGA stream, right? A live stream, we're going to do that as we usually do. And then the week after that, which would be the final episode of the year of 2021, right? everything's crazy right now. That's going to be our, you know, year-end finale, wrap-up and all that good stuff. And, of course, after that, Carlos's favorite, man. AMA for Throwdown Your Questions. Those are the 16th and 19th, respectively, of December. So stay tuned for that. Going to be a really big sure. What if anybody gets that reference? Fucking kids.
Really big shoe.
Really big sure. What's up, Carlos?
So the Game Awards, like you mentioned, is on Thursday, December 9th.
Yeah.
It starts at, according to this, man, a website sucks when all you do is an award show and you don't have the date and the time on the thing.
Is it usually like 8 o'clock or something? Man.
8 o'clock, yes.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so Throwdown's gonna be 8 o'clock that night, you know. It's gonna be on for like 3 fucking hours. That show would last forever, you know.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Especially when like Gillette Man comes out.
Yeah, Gillette Man.
And then Sting coming out?
Yes, Sting's coming.
And Kojima's going to get another award for just existing.
Yeah. Oh, hold on, man. Shout out real quick to Toon Medic, our friend Michael Santiago, who just subscribed with Prime.
What's up, Mr. Santiago?
Yo, Mike, I got to hit you up, bro. We got to get you on Throwdown soon, man. Your podcast is blowing up, you know, so we got to help you out however we can, brother. You know?
Yay.
All right. This episode's going to be kind of interesting because not a lot happened this week. You know, I was looking through the Discord, where I usually get my news now. And it's like, damn, fucking nothing happened. You know, but Adam and I have some personal stories to share, you know, among other things. So we'll get to it. Oh, Brett just showed up. Brett is in the building, people.
What up, people? Brett?
Yeah. No Marvel movies tonight, right?
No. Sorry. I was at my stonecutters meeting. We're figuring out how to take over the world. We're having some problems with Indonesia.
Yeah. You know, this has happened. Yeah, you got to iron that shit out, you know? Good stuff, man. All right. Let's get into it, man. First story here, Adam, man. Titanfall, man. Not selling that shit no more. Respawn is cutting it off, son.
I don't know, man. I'm thinking just because of the timing. Look what happened with Grand Theft Auto, and they pulled all their old shit. And then we got this BS Definitive. Makes me wonder if they want to go down that road. If they plan on doing a little tweaks, because they said they're not turning off the servers.
Yeah, they're not.
There's no time for it. It's not like, oh, well, the game is being...
They're just not selling the game anymore.
Not selling that game. And at first I was thinking, well, maybe it's something like with the Alan Wake. Is there something attached to it where there's licensing and it'll be back? No, they're just pulling it all. Right, but the servers are up. So if the servers are up, you still want people to play and you're not giving them a cutoff date. Then everything's pointing that they plan on doing another version, maybe making an upgraded version of that one, or maybe do some kind of a
multi-plat,
maybe 1 and 2. Yeah, do something like that. But I have a feeling they're planning something behind the scenes. I mean, Titanfall is okay. It was great, but Titanfall 2 is that's the one that
has the butter game.
Is the butter game. That's the one I double, triple dipped. I got a big Titanfall poster up on the wall over there. I love that one. That was an awesome game. And so, I don't know. Part of me thinks that this is just one of those things they pulled down because they have a plan of re-releasing it in some way, and they just want to make sure you don't buy the old one.
Yeah.
Or else turn the servers off.
Yeah. But you know what? Go ahead.
Here's another thing. Just linked with all this because I was telling a buddy of mine. He was like, yeah, but you know, if they turn it off, that's it. And then the servers go down. So it's never over like that. Because Skate 3, when Skate 3, they stopped selling that pretty much everywhere, the servers were turned off. But then when Microsoft made that BC backward compatible, boom, the lights went back on. Multiplayer servers were back live. So they could always turn back on. The fact that they're leaving this on and not shutting it tells me that they're going to go in another direction. They're going to bring some more shit for Titanfall.
Yeah. This was announced on Twitter. One thing I want to kind of highlight here, this is the last paragraph here. There's Respawn talking. They said, rest assured, Titanfall is core to Respawn's DNA, and this incredible universe will continue today in Titanfall 2 and Apex Legends and in the future.
Yeah.
What Titanfall 2? We haven't heard shit about that game forever. You mean
3?
Yeah, no, they said 2. I'm reading this. 2.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. But I mean, we already know that's out.
Yeah. So the way I'm interpreting that is like Apex Legends is important to us. Because remember, Apex Legends is in the same universe.
It was supposed to have Titan.
Yeah.
They talked about that, I think, toward the end of the first year of Apex, because I was playing it, and then they're like, oh, future plans, and I was reading the news, and I was like, yeah, we plan on implementing Titans once we can figure out how to get it to work. And,
but I think since the formula works, they're like, fuck it, you know? But yeah, I just found that part of the message kind of disingenuous, because I'm like, come on, just say you're sticking with Apex Legends. Titanfall 2, no one has talked about this shit for years, you know? Yeah. Nothing. So get out of here with that shit.
People still playing there, or else they can shut those servers off, you know, shut the whole thing off. I didn't know people were still playing Titanfall 1.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is with Titanfall, it's just a multiplayer game. So I don't know what they're going to remake, or like if they're doing a quote-unquote GTA situation, I don't think it's going to be possible. It's like, what are you going to update the levels on the multiplayer? I don't know.
Well, that's why I'm saying, like, with the GTA situation, meaning they're going to combine, like, make a bundle deal or some sort of, like, a Titanfall 1 and 2 or Titanfall Apex type of deal to make some money out of it, because Apex is free to play.
Well, I mean, then why didn't they take down Titanfall 2 in that case?
Titanfall 2 probably still has people playing that shit.
Well, I mean, the Titanfall 1, obviously. Well, so is Titanfall 1.
You know? Yeah, but who's playing that one? Like buying it physically? I don't know anybody that's buying it.
If they're keeping those servers up costs money. If they're keeping servers up for people that don't play it, then it doesn't make sense. But I think it's what someone, I don't even know how, because I haven't played Titanfall 1 in, it feels like a decade at this point. But what people have been saying, and I don't know how correct this is, it's that there's a lot of cheaters in Titanfall.
Yeah.
So it's like it's littered with cheating. So I guess they don't want people buying their game.
That's the thing. That's a server issue then. Because it's online.
There was also something about DDoS attacks with this game. Like it had a lot of it. Did you guys hear about that?
DDoS attacks?
I didn't hear about that.
All right. I'll look it up. Because I think I glanced at something like that. Like that was one of the possible reasons. But the game is still live, you know,
but that's why it's tricky, because usually when they do something like this, they also give a server shutoff date that follows right after. It's like, right, we're pulling the game. Well, why? Because we're shutting the servers off. That's how this works. Goodbye.
Well, I feel like maybe, I guess this is the way I see it, and maybe it's a naive way of looking at it.
Oh,
I think that they're not selling the game because they know they don't want to put enough effort in to fix whatever issues they have in the multiplayer, that they don't want the new people to coming in being like, hey, what's wrong with this game? It's multiplayer only. They don't have a choice. They have to play with the cheaters or they don't play at all. So they're cutting off that, but they're still leaving the servers up because there's actually an amount of people that bought the game, and that's the only way they can actually money. Play. So
if people are willing to pay for the first one and they're gonna leave the servers on, I'm like, shit, buyers, that's your own issue then. That's it. Buyers beware. This is maybe
they're not going to do that.
Maybe they're already doing it. Maybe there's something technical.
Well, they're not selling the game anymore, so they can't do it.
No, but you're still playing it. If it's that bad, You just take it down and be like, listen, this whole thing is messed up. Go to Titanfall 2. Sorry, we got to shut this. Maybe it's something technical in the back end. Maybe Titanfall 1 and 2 online, or the servers are connected and they just can't split the two. They can't just shut one down. So they're like, we just got to leave it up. We just got to leave it.
Yeah. So I'm reading this from, was it a PC Gamer? And they speculate the reason this is happening is because of the DDoS attacks. I'm just going to read what they say here. After years of struggling to combat hacks and DDoS attacks that have at times made the game unplayable, Respawn Entertainment is throwing in the towel. The studio said it in a message posted on Twitter, it's going to stop selling the game. And apparently, when they wrote this article, they checked how many people were playing the game. Seven. The whole world, just seven people. I mean, it's still more than, you know, All-Star, Destruction All-Stars.
But then why
still,
even keep
you know,
it? If
literally seven times more people, you know?
It's a multiplayer game. So if that's the case, shut the server down.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, they're throwing in the towel. Then throw in a towel and shut it, unplug it. Like, yeah, we're done. Boop.
Yeah. So I guess that's what it is. It possibly, they could be like, we don't want to deal with this shit anymore, you know? So they're like, fuck it. But again, the servers are up. My question is, how long do you think they'll be up for?
They'll probably shut them down.
Because if it's less than 10 people, why bother?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense.
Maybe I guess this is the grace period. Yeah. This is the grace period where they're like, hey, we're leaving the servers on, but you know, there's issues with this game. We're not even selling it anymore.
Yeah.
So if a month or two from now we're saying that we're closing the servers down, you know, for in a couple of weeks, then I think they'll be. I guess it'll make sense because the writing was already on the wall.
Yeah. So this post went up yesterday, right? So they said at that time of that writing, there were seven people playing the game. Where was I? On Xbox's servers. So they're like, on Origin servers is probably about the same. So that's less than 20 people. Why bother?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Unless they just didn't want to release the pulling of the game and the servers shutting down at the same time. They'd be like, that'd be too much. Let's just do one at a time. We'll put this down. And then next year when we announce, all right, remember, it's officially gone, the game, and we're shutting the servers in.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, Carlos, you're right, bro. I think it's just a grace period before they like...
Because people are really buying it now.
Yeah.
People are buying it. They're like, oh, no, I'll get it for
it's
the memory.
It's just FOMO, though, physical. You know? Yeah. That's crazy. So, yeah, I think Titanfall... Man, I hope it's not the franchise, but at least the first one, that shit is done, you know? Hopefully, what's up with Titanfall 3, though, man? That's the question we've been asking for years, you know?
Well, but didn't Titanfall 2 not sell well?
Well, we know why that didn't sell well, you know?
Because of the day release. When it came out.
Yep.
Yeah.
They fucking, what was it? It was between Call of Duty and Battlefield. My Battlefield's an EA game. What the fuck are you doing? You know, you
they cannibalized it. They put it in the middle, and they were like, "Oh no, it's going to be a separate market." No, it's a first person. It doesn't matter.
It's the same audience, man.
Same audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. And the funny thing is, every single person that has played Titanfall 2 is like, "This game's fucking awesome." Every single one of them. So good. You know. So it's not a question of quality. It's just the timing was shitty, and they didn't even advertise it right. You know?
Nope. And it had a campaign. That's awesome. That's one of the first games. There's that and Division 2, first Division. Division that I want to play on my Steam Deck. Those are the two.
Yeah. Well,
was it Optimus Prime, the AI, the robot that you're
playing? Oh, yeah. Was he?
Didn't Peter Cullen do the voice?
I don't know if he did or not. He sounded like Peter Cullen.
I got my Titanfall, my big robots.
Nice.
Yeah.
You see here? And then you open them up and they got the little...
Well, Adam, I'll show you the picture later. But I got a little Titanfall on my work desk too now. You know,
yeah,
one shall stand and one shall.
Omicron must be stopped, no matter the cost.
Obelisk, look, it's Omicron.
See, I posted it. Nobody said nothing. You know, it's cool.
Love that.
I actually got like very little interactions. People said, "Ha ha," and that was it. I got more interaction from the retweet I did. You know. But I think it's because it's Optimus Prime. People like him, you know.
Yeah, they don't know who Orbulus is.
No, they don't know Orbulus. Who's Orbulus, man?
Who's Orbulus?
That's only for the hardcore guys, you know. All right, man. There you go. By the way, I just added this story in here now. Since you brought up Adam, let's talk about GTA Trilogy. So they released the patch that fixed over 100 bugs. Yeah. My question is, okay, who? Look, let me calm down because I'm like. Who the fuck was asking for this game that you needed to rush it out of the door with all these fucking bugs? You know what I'm saying? Why? Why release it? They knew the show was fucked up. Let's just be real here. They knew the show was fucked up and they released it like that anyway.
We don't know if they know. At least Rockstar. We don't know if Rockstar knew. We know that this.
Listen. This is a case of they had to. Chris, you know what's up. Like, this is the release date. It needs to go out then. You know?
Yeah.
That's just how it is. So, yeah, Chris, what's your take on this, man?
You know, I was there when they delayed GTA 5 and the shitstorm that caused. Like, they knew. I just think they're a little concerned about the future. Like, what's the last game that Rockstar released after GTA 5?
Red Dead.
That's it.
You know, and that's it. They, you know, one game in, like, what, it took 6-7 years?
Yeah.
You can't have a release schedule like that and keep profitability. Yeah, GTA Online generates lots of revenue, but that dries up. Every MMO dries up, right? No, the thing is, you know, it's an island. So they have to, like, oh, okay, nostalgia filler until GTA 6, whenever that's probably coming soon. So they just like, oh, okay, we'll just do these, cut out some of the music, we lost licenses, and chop it up, and okay. It was just this lazy job they had. They outsourced it. It had a bunch of problems, and then
it's some company that they have internally called Grove Street Games. They've been doing the mobile ports of those Grand Theft Auto games. The problem is that those mobile ports is what they based, you know, based this version off of, which is a bunch. They had to remove a bunch of things so that they worked for via mobile.
And that's why I'm wondering if they were like, all right, listen, you got that done? Because, like you said, they're the internal port studio that they use. And they're like, yeah, no, we got it figured out. It'll be fine. Okay, we trust you. You know, whatever, you're good before. And then this happened, and you see all these problems. Because there's no way they would have approved. Just, it still had hot coffee in it. The code for hot coffee was still in there. Yeah. Come on, they lost a lawsuit from that. Why leave that? That doesn't make any sense that they would know. And it's like,
they're probably, the thing about it is they're probably working off of the ship code, whatever the ship code was. So that meant that every single version of Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, which followed the you know, the re-release of the printed edition of it, has hot coffee in it. That means the mobile versions and all the other versions, because remember, this is all this version that we have on the consoles and on the PlayStation, the PC, was that version, which is crazy.
Why didn't they give them the reship version? They had a version, they sold it, they took it out.
Yeah, they did. This is the version for the iPad and stuff that we got. They said that's the one that they're using for these.
So somebody's going to dig that up.
The thing is, it's like, that means that that hot coffee is still in the iPad or other versions of this game. If it's still in the PC version.
Yeah, that's true.
That's kind of nuts.
Yeah, it's lazy, man. Let's just be real here. Laziness.
All this is just obviously it's a quick cash grab. You know, they're just looking to get this stuff out there so they have more titles, because it takes so fucking long to make Grand Theft Auto games. Remember, they had that mandate that they said a while ago, like the next Grand Theft Auto will not be take as nearly as long or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Hauser brothers are all gone. You know,
well, they still got one of them left, you know.
Yeah.
I'm looking at I don't know, who knows, but yeah, I'm looking at the I'm just scrolling. You have to scroll all these patch notes. I'm like, you didn't. Again, what was the hurry to release this shit now? There was no reason to.
It was for remember 2K did that release, the financials, and they were talking about the games. And this was one of the ones that we thought there was two. There was either a WWE Battlegrounds 2 that was going to come out, because we already knew that WWE 2K22 got pushed to next year, or it was going to be this, because there was a rumor that they were going to do some kind of trilogy. And since the WWE got moved at the last minute, they're like, we can't get it done. And this is the first time that they've never had one within that year, especially during the holidays time. So the pressure was probably on them to make sure they get this out the door. They're like, well, you got to do it. You got to have something here. Got to have something for the holidays.
Come 30 on minutes, people. 29 seconds.
People looking to spend money during the holidays can't have no Rockstar game, especially with 2K. And if they're short, they were expecting to have that WWE. That didn't happen. So got to have something just as big. And Rockstar is a name. Grand Theft Auto, granted, these are old. They're ports, but still, they're old games that are awesome. and it's Rockstar. And like he said in the little notice when they sent out, it's like, yeah, you do have a high quality, high standard of quality when it comes to the games. Usually great. You don't have so many issues. The online did, but the game itself usually don't. And since these games are so old, you're like, oh, you packed them to holy hell. They should be fine, right? Obviously not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they have problems that even the originals don't have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, whatever conversion they did, for Unreal, it's also introduced a whole new patch of things. Because you remember, they're not using that original engine anymore.
No. Yeah, they're I suspect they used Unreal so they could port it to a bunch of different platforms.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, the problem is that if they use their old engine, that engine is owned by EA.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason why they made up their stupid funky engine, whatever the fuck it's called. I don't know.
Rage.
The Rage engine. Yeah. That's the whole reason why they did it, because they were licensing an engine from another company that eventually got bought by EA.
Yeah. So, yeah, all this legal nonsense just fucked up the game, you know?
Let's hope they said this isn't the last of it. They have all the patches. They're going to make sure all the issues are resolved so it can live up to the definitive. It's got to be the thing. Yeah, live up to the title. Come on now.
That shit we'll is see. Crazy, man.
It's the refinitive.
Yeah, right.
And here's
it's the finitive.
This is the thing that does piss me off, because, you know, I built my Switch and it was on the Switch and the update did not come for the Switch.
Uh-oh.
They said it'll come at a later date. So it's only the Xbox, PlayStation, or PC that got this update.
Like, fuck your couch.
Well, they got to do a lot of reconfiguring for that baby. So
that shit is crazy. All right, man.
I mean, it is, man. Like again, that's what you get for just dropping it out of nowhere, right?
Pretty much, you know. All right, man. Next thing here, you know, it's funny we were talking about the Switch is a perfect segue because everybody wants to get into the handheld market now because of the Switch success. One is a strange one, because now we have Qualcomm and Razer trying to get into it. They're trying to make like a Snapdragon gaming device.
Yeah, they got a new chip, Snapdragon coming out next year.
But right now it's just a developer kit. So it's basically just like, hey, developers, make some games for this. I'm like, can we stop trying to make mobile gaming a thing? Who wants this shit? You know? Like, Adam, do you care about this? I know you play some mobile shit, you know?
Oh, yeah, I definitely would. Definitely would care about more. I'm really looking to see, not for this one, but for the Raspberry Pi 5. Because I have the 3.5 here, and the 4 is out, but it doesn't do much on the graphical side, which is what I want. Because if they can get just even close enough to get, like, the PS2, you know, Dreamcast games quality, running smooth, and this Snapdragon sounds like it'll be able to pull that and some. And it's really for emulation. That's my main thing. And it sounds like it'll do a great job with it, depending on the devices that they put it in. Because that's what... Oh, yeah.
Steam Deck, boys.
That new one, it says it's going to have like 3 gigahertz or something like that. Yeah.
Follow my command. Okay.
Is that a fan?
They don't want you...
Yeah. It has fans.
They don't want you to burn your hands on it? Okay.
I'm so glad we've grown out of the days of passive cooling.
You know, passive cooling, would passive cooling be you blowing into the console? Is that passive cooling?
I think it would just be evaporation.
No.
Yeah, I think that's
it.
It's got a fan. Well, you know, here's the thing. You can't use a fan because everybody goes, oh, it's got a fan. Whatever. Cooling. That sounds foreign. It's exotic.
Stick 2 pounds of aluminum in there and have like vents all over it. There's your passive cooling. Mm-hmm. Like the thing in a PS5, just stick it on this.
It's a it's got vents.
Well, this is great for, like I mentioned, just emulation. It's always useful for emulation. You can get a good cheap phone, and if it has one of these chips in it, there you go. Just throw in all your what you call a retro arches on there, and you're good. Emulators.
Panic.
What, Nuprin? That old damn.
He's excited.
Yes.
What if Carlos said no? No. You can't do that. What is it? What is this, Rob?
Yeah, it's yellow and purple.
I mean, I see something.
Now I see your mouse moving around.
Yeah, I
it's
see it.
It's because you have to click on the actual window, not on not on Discord.
There you go.
No, that's just a
slide. No, I see it. We see it on our side.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't need to see that shit.
Oh, that's
you don't need to see it.
But aren't you
But yeah, Carlos, you have I guess send it to Carlos. He could put it up. What is this, Robin?
Ratos.
The god of Lippus has abandoned me. Wait, you don't look at that no more. It's Mega Man now. I know. No.
What reminds me of? It looks like a hipster
Game Boy. There we go.
Wish I got the Pie Boy. Pie Boy.
Play date. What's the little crank, dude? Does that mean you have to? Is that how you charge it?
Yeah, you wind it up. I don't know.
You gotta wind it up.
No, that's what I'm just gonna call this, the hipster
Game Boy.
See it?
What the hell is this?
I don't see anything.
Does it play? You know.
Where do you see this? I don't see anything. Who's displaying it?
Yeah, Carlos is. Why does it look like an old TV? Like.
It's not showing.
What is going
on? Adam problems.
Does it play that song from Steamboat Willie? You know, crank it up. Back in the late '80s, we used to crank on.
Yeah, it has a crank on it.
We used to
is that part of the controller?
Well, I don't know, technically how TVs used to run with those cranks. Remember, used to run those cranks so you can get energy power.
Cars, that was cars back in the.
No, there was TVs like
the Faraday charging thing. Yeah, this is whack.
Oh no! Oh, it says, "Can anyone hear Tony?"
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now, people? All right, I think we should.
Can you guys hear Tony now?
I don't know how long I was muted for. Fuck.
All right. Oh.
Tony, I like that you didn't hear a dog barking. You heard a dog falling up the stairs.
Yes. You can always tell, like, the flappy ears and shit. Like, that's a dog, you know?
Well, you hear their claws hitting the ground.
Yeah.
They make all this rattling
noise. Your ears are like dog ears.
Your dogs.
Remember that from Family Guy when, like, Peter Griffin, he was, like high on mushrooms or something. And he's touching, you know, not Brian Majoma, but Brian the dog's ears. He's like, your ears are like dog ears. The way he says are like ears, not ears, ears.
Bastion.
Yeah, Bastion, exactly. I think it was of Rhode Island, but it's the same shit, you know? Your ears. Anyway, yeah, I'm not getting this. I don't care.
You know you want it, Tony. You want to crank your video game.
No, I'm talking about the real thing, not that fucking Play-Doh bullshit.
Not the hipster Game Boy.
Yeah, not the. No. We're talking about the Snapdragon. Oh man.
I mean, I like doing
the old radio voice. You know,
I was about to say you almost have to sound like 1930s fast talker guy when you talk about like that fucking hipster boy.
Yeah, you have to.
Get yourself a new crank home game console.
Yeah.
Right. No, you know they would be talking about like new modern innovations, crank powered power.
Exactly.
Get one before the Reds attack.
Get one before the Reds attack. On it.
Glorious dual
perfect for the missus. Oh man.
And then it'll just have some mysterious ability that has nothing to do with gaming. It can clean your floors. It's the ceiling.
Oh man, get it for the little ones.
Get it for the little ones and the big ones.
Oh man,
Manny, we need to record a throwdown promo with you.
Yes. All right, man.
I gotta make sure I gotta do it like this, where it sound like
you gotta sound like
put cracks and pops all over it.
It should be in mono, mono instead of like stereo. You know, just to really sell it.
Exactly.
Oh man. All right.
Treble's all turned all the way up.
Yeah, let's move on. Do we have any more actual stories here? No, we don't. So now we got stories. Adam wants to talk to you people about the Upswitch Orion.
That's a device that's out. You can go see it on Indiegogo. And it's an interesting device. It's 11.6-inch screen, and it has holsters on the side for your Switch, for the Joy-Cons. But on the back, there's a little compartment, and you put your Switch into the little back panel there, and it snaps in through the dock, and there you go, poof, it closes, and you can display your Switch on this huge screen, and it's attached to it. And right now,
it'll call us up and give you a link.
So it's kind of like that magnifying thing, but it's an actual monitor.
It's an actual monitor.
I thought, remember the magnifying thing for the Game Boy? I thought it was like that.
It's not that?
Yeah. No, it's not that.
It's an actual monitor. It's an actual monitor, and you can plug your phone and other things into it.
Play that video, Carlos, when you get the chance, so everybody can see.
So right now you can get into it. Right now, it keeps changing the prices. Look at $139, and they're shipping.
Oh no! Lower that volume. There we go.
Yeah, they're shipping out in December, and there's another one that's tweeting, and it's got all these different packages because they also throw in some other things. But turns out they also have a partnership deal that's going to take place next year with GameStop. But they said it was going to be like $349. Obviously GameStop's got to get some money out of this when they get it. But that's good. This is going to be a thing that we're going to be seeing a lot of come next year. It looks great. It also comes with its own internal battery, and it's a charger for it. My only issue that I have is just overheating. I just want to know, if I'm putting my Switch in an enclosed backed compartment, and you can see from the video and even from the links, I don't see vents or anything.
I don't want it to overheat. Go ahead.
This fucking video, what the fuck? Who edited this shit? Look at this.
This is terrible. I'll link you to another video. This video is terrible.
Just go to the Indiegogo page. It has all of them. It's still images.
Yeah, no, I'll send you another video. This video.
Adam, like,
yeah, go ahead.
I think that really depends on whether or not this thing has active cooling or not.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, look at this video.
Don't watch the video. You'll get a seizure.
Adam has a genuine concern.
That was terrible. I thought it was the original video. What the fuck was that shit? You know,
I mean, it is an advertisement for it, but this one, the one I said
we're gonna see right now is better. It actually shows you the thing.
I just sent you the official page, the Indiegogo.
The video should be there. The video's 2 minutes and 41 seconds. All right,
it's a genuine concern because the screen gives off heat, and then you're locking the Switch behind that compartment.
Yeah, Chris, you'll see it. Like, you actually put the Switch inside this thing.
Yeah,
and so I didn't see any vents. But like Brett said, maybe it has active cooling. You know,
it just has fans all over.
Yeah, and you can clearly see what they have.
See, this is a good video. You know,
it looks. Now that's the thing. This does look like a cool idea. My main issue though is just the overheating issue. Besides the heat that's generating from the Switch, but then also the screen on top of it generates its own heat. That's just a lot going on there. And if you have it plugged in with the battery, what about the battery's heat?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it's a cool device. Check it out. You can put the Joy-Cons in there, you know?
Oh, yeah. This looks awesome. Especially, and it's a little kickstand on it, so you can put it in tabletop. It's awesome.
See, right there, Chris, you see that? That's where you put the Switch.
Yeah.
But again, I don't see any vents in that Switch.
So the Switch uses the HDMI port, right?
No.
Well, it's USB-C.
USB-C. So that's where everyone's trying to figure out what's the resolution, because right now they're like, if that's the case, it's only going to be dishing out 720. It's not seeing it.
Well, they said full HD. Is it not 1080?
No, 720 is HD.
Okay. Well, they said full HD.
They're still not saying 1080p. And I've looked at other sites before I even brought this up, and everyone's saying the same thing.
See, here's the part I'm confused about. So what is this thing they're about to stick on? Is that a battery?
It's a battery.
It looks like a battery.
Yeah.
This is getting
an over clunky mess.
Well, okay, so number one, does this thing have a power source on its own, or do you need to have...
No, it has its own power source. You can charge it, you can plug into the wall, or you can just... It's still mobile, that's the whole point, so you can still take it on the go. Just so you have a big screen, and your Switch is now inside it. So you're only walking around with one big screen with a Switch attached.
Yeah, it looks like a tablet with some big-ass bezels, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it's reading whatever through the thing. And then you're essentially getting the 1080 experience that you would get on from a Switch when you connect it to a monitor.
It doesn't,
right?
But that's the thing; it doesn't see it that way. It's not seeing it as through the HDMI port, because it's not plugging in through HDMI; it's doing it through the USB-C.
Isn't the USB-C how it connects to your television?
You have an HDMI cable that you plug to the dock, and then you plug that to your TV. And remember, that's the whole way that it'll
upgrade. But I'm saying, like, when you connect your Switch to the dock, that's using the USB-C one, right?
Yeah, and then you have an HDMI cable connected to the dock.
Essentially, what this is doing is essentially giving you the experience of when you have it docked.
No, right? That's not how they're... No, That's not. That's
no.
Not
that's exactly happening. How it is. Because no, if it's not. if it's using USB-C slot that the dock uses to essentially throw it to your television, that means that's what this is doing.
The HDMI is what pushes it to get it upscaled to 1080.
Adam, I think what Manny is saying is, if the bottleneck happens at a USB-C. Then it doesn't matter whether you go USB-C to HDMI, you're still going to get the same bottleneck as you would USB-C to USB-C.
Yeah, it's
if not, that was it's the case, then you would get 1080p. It's not. It's just 720.
Do we know that? Again, they just said full HD. We don't.
They're saying say. From what no, they well, keep saying, the thing, they're like, saying they're just displaying whatever your Switch would display from the screen itself and handheld. That's what they said. So if that's the case, in handheld, it's 720.
So yeah, it doesn't, I mean, yeah, that's well, it. When you say full HD, that is HD. Well, 720 is essentially HD. So
now here's the thing: there's a difference between HD and full HD. Understand?
You can right now do a keyword search of 1080p, and nothing comes up on this.
Yeah, there well, you might no you might be right. I'm just saying if they're saying full HD, they're being misingenuous.
Yeah, full HD is 1080. There's no such thing as full HD 720.
No, it's not. Exactly.
They don't mention anything about it, and they've been asked, and they haven't answered.
What is this, Tony Hawk's?
Yeah, there it you is. Go, Adam. Yeah, Tony Hawk right there.
Mm-hmm. Day one.
So, I mean, you know, it's interesting.
Big screen. It's a big screen, and it looks great. I want to see it out of the box, some people using it, see how the battery works, see how the heating, does it get hot? How heavy is it when the whole thing is
put together? Yeah, because it kind of looks a little heavy, yeah.
Yeah, how heavy is the screen without the Switch? Because that's the other thing. They were like, oh, you can plug in other devices because of the USB-C, plug in whatever you want into it and then blow it up. Your phone, tablet, all that stuff.
Somebody just has a head jack. Yo, by the everybody's way. Using headphones. And what happened?
Oh, yeah, it's got speakers. It's got speakers on it, too.
Check this out. Yeah, this kid playing the Switch, that doesn't look comfortable.
No, it doesn't. Why is his back like that? You know,
look at this. Insane. He's gonna be hunchback by the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, that's no, if he was if he was bending over, he'd be hunchback.
Yeah. No, but that was just uncomfortable.
That's some crazy ass posture that kid had.
Yeah, that was weird. Okay, I'm glad I was the only one that caught that.
That kickstand looks flimsy. It's so small.
Why does it look like it has two kickstands? It looks like
they only show one. If you see the video, it's only
one. Yeah, no, but Manny's right, though. It looks like you could have another one there.
It would be cool if that back door.
Shoot it back. Look right there. See, that looks like
it looks like it has two.
Yeah.
But I guess it doesn't.
Yeah, right there.
No, only one on this.
You know, number one, with that stupid ass thing being so big, that other side should work. That should also be the thing that holds the damn thing up.
Or if they have on the back panel that closes the Switch in, if there's a little flap on there, a little kickstand on that piece.
I mean, does this mean that you also can use your Pro Controller if you want to use that thing on there too? Since it's supposedly throwing it onto the screen there?
Well, you could always use your Pro Controller. I use my Pro Controller while it's a tabletop. Doesn't matter. You just don't use the Joy-Cons, that's all.
Joy-Cons?
Like there's a video here where he's using it. He doesn't have the Joy-Cons in, and he's using a Pro Controller, and it's in tabletop.
The most important question.
Uh-oh.
Do they got a layaway plan?
They just got the buy-in.
Kickstarter doesn't have layaway.
No, they just got the buy-in. You just buy in on it. That's the thing, though. It's still $249 or whatever. It's kind of pricey for just a screen.
It's almost as much as the fucking Switch. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, hey, look, you can buy the Switch.
It's, you know what? This is great, though. This is a great first start. If they have no issues when they launch, and everything always has issues, but if it has no issues, no serious issues, then I'm sure there'll be a second-gen version. It'll be a little more
slimmed
down.
Oh.
Well, here's the thing. Obviously, it's cool that they're trying to do this. Orion, and this seems like someone of a brand that I know.
Orion.
But, Orion.
Well, that's a film company.
That's a film Orion. Company, yeah. Yeah, well, it's also our fucking age. Yeah, go ahead.
It's also like, what's it called? A system, a galaxy, I don't know, something. Anyways.
The Orion Nebula?
Yeah. So I see a lawsuit coming.
Oh.
Nintendo, litigious.
This where the Joy-Cons are getting mounted.
Oh, the hoary shit, right?
This looks like the Nintendo things that it comes with. You get your Switch and things where you can dock your controllers, your Joy-Cons.
Or they can make it where it voids the warranty if it does cause overheating. I'm like, hey, if you attach it to this shit, you're voiding your warranty.
No, so, you're right about that because it looks exactly like it.
It Yeah, it does have its own battery, so it is supplying power to it.
But you're like, yeah, it's different.
But yeah, hey, it's going to be in GameStop, so maybe GameStop will work out something with their lawyers.
They're trying whatever they can and not die.
You're like,
Did you see that? You can buy NVIDIA cards now at GameStop and monitors.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, Carlos, I guess it's different enough. You know, it's like, theirs is like, ours is it's totally different.
You're going too fast. The other one's slower. That's why. And then different tempo because of that.
So you got to have that.
Exactly.
It's not the same.
And it's all because of a DJ.
Yeah.
It was a DJ. That was the B-side. That wasn't even supposed to be the single.
Oh, really?
The single sucked. It was the A-side. Vanilla Ice's track sucked. And he was like, what's on the other side? Because remember, the tapes just have two sides, two different songs. He flipped it over and he heard it. And he was like, oh, this sounds better. And then he started playing it. And then other radio stations started playing it. And then that became the hit. But that wasn't supposed to be the single.
Yeah. And then Queen was like, wait, what the fuck? Oh, man. Anyway, so yeah, Adam, let's know how it goes if you buy this thing, you know.
No, I got hyped when I first saw it, and I was thinking about it again. I was like, I'm putting my Switch in this shit. And so far, they said it's compatible with all the models.
You're putting your what in it?
It? Put my, you know, la pinga. All right, so they said it'll work with all of them except the Mini, obviously, because you can't detach the Joy-Con.
Yeah,
we'll see. But then again, I don't know if the OLED. I don't know if the OLED will switch in there. It's a little wider. All right, now it looks like I think you can. They do mention it.
All right. Okay. So let's move on to this other thing.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why question. Is it?
Yeah, it supports the OLED.
Well, that wasn't my question. I was wondering. You know, there's a dock for this Switch, but you know, does it make it look better in any way if you want to play it on a 4K screen?
Not. Let's just be real here. No. You know?
I wonder what it will.
Oh, I missed the segue. You know, and I'm not talking about the automotive thing. You know, so today I received the M Classic. I know some of you would be like, what the fuck is that? Adam already knows what it is, though. Adam knows all this shit, you know?
It was reviewed on Digital Foundry.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I was wondering if we should show that video, but, you know, we were showing at least official videos. I don't know if we show Digital Foundry's video. But actually, this was brought to my attention over from one of my colleagues, Imad, who's one of our news writer for Tom's Guide. He's like, hey, he's talking about it. I'm like, that sounds cool. It makes Switch games look better because I haven't touched the Switch for over a year since I got my 4K TV. I plugged when I first got the TV, plugged the Switch in, looked fucking terrible. I'm like, oh, I can't. This is atrocious.
You don't plug it into a TV. You know? You don't do that.
So he was telling me it makes it look better. I'm like, really? Okay. So I bought this thing, $100. Apparently it was like, I think it was a Kickstarter or something originally. And I tried this shit right before the show. Man, does it make a difference? Obviously, it doesn't upscale to 4K, but it makes it look better in 4K. Smooths out the edges and brightens up the colors, you know? Because it was kind of washed out before. So I was playing some Metroid Dread. You know, we'll talk about that a little bit more. And specifically, I put in demos of Bravely Default and Monster Hunter Rise because those were the two demos. When I saw them, I'm like, I can't do this. I cannot. They look good. They look good. The only downside is, you know, 30 frames a second. You got to deal with that. It doesn't fix that, but it does make it look good, you know?
Yeah, I know how to fix that. Just run it through motion flow.
No, we don't believe in that in Casa Polanco. We don't believe in that shit.
No, it's all right. I saw that.
Oh, but it looks good. Adam, it made me a believer, man. It made me a believer. So I will be playing my Switch now.
There we go. But that's not how I play my shit. You know, I play it in handheld.
Yeah, I can't fuck with handheld. Like, I got a big-ass TV. I want to play it on my TV. You know?
Yeah, but this doesn't look good. If I'm going
to
do that,
it looks good to me now with that plastic paper.
On my PC. Still doesn't.
Oh, no.
Like you even said.
Listen. It's not for a native 4K or none of that. You know, it still obviously looks like a Switch game. But just the fact that it's smoother helps out so much, you know? So I'm happy with that. I'm good. Again, I was not expecting a miracle. I was just a little bit better, you know? It's actually a little better than I expected. So I'm happy with it. And I play some, we'll talk about Metroid later, but it's good.
You know what I did?
What'd you do?
I went online and I bought a Steam Deck.
Yeah, you know. but you ain't getting that motherfucker for like 6 months, you know.
Yeah, we got
time. Don't worry, Brett. True. Me too. I gotta wait as well, man. I gotta wait.
This is the whole thing that obsessed me about this freaking postponement. It's, you know, I was planning, you know, man, get to play that on my way to New York.
I was about to say, you play that shit right here, you know.
You know, gonna play here in the subway, you know, on rooftop parties.
The truth is, you don't want to take that shit anywhere. Don't take it out
of New York.
No, don't do that. Don't take it out on the train.
Yo, let me see that Steam Deck. Danny, you know where this is going. Let me see your Steam Deck. Can I get my Steam
Deck? Where you going, buddy? Where you going? Where you from?
No, it's like, yo, can I get see your Steam Deck? You should give it to him. Can I get my Steam Deck back? What Steam Deck?
Yo, brother, yo, this kind of expensive. Yo, you got $10?
You got $10?
You got $10? Wait, come on. You got to have some. Run your wallet.
Don't you know who I am? I'm Adam Fiberl.
Oh, man.
You know, I was going through this place, and, you know, I was going crazy, and, you know, I was telling you, yo, you remember Julio? I'll just start spazzing out like that to that dude. You'll think I'm from New York.
I was at a little get-together with some people. And I was talking, I was like, oh, yeah. And then my cousin Manny, and he got these tickets. And he's like, oh, yeah, see? And his cousin Manny, and Manny got these tickets. And then he was doing the same thing. He's like, oh, you know Manny, right? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, but it's true. Manny's just part of the story. His mom used to get all these tickets. And he just called me up, yep. Right? Always at the last minute. He's like, yo, what are you doing today?
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
That's how it always used to go because, you know, what happens, the secret story about wrestling is that they, to fill out the crowds, they usually do comps. That's why you remember those 10 guys that you would always see on the WWF always in the front rows. Those guys are comp ticket guys that they always get to fill in the rows and fill in spaces to essentially
make the super fan. He was supposed to have a special and they delayed it.
Oh, well, yeah, he's not. He is and he isn't. Again, he was one of the hired. Essentially, he's a person that they pay. They get to sit in these seats. Mm. So, yeah. So that's what my mom would get. Mom would get comp tickets. And she didn't know where in the arena that you would get the ticket. It would just be totally random. Sometimes you get an amazing seat. Sometimes you didn't. And that's how WrestleMania came along, where we were able to, you know, essentially, we got comped tickets from different rows. So there was another one that was further out, and then there was a few in the front. So we got those few in the front, and then the other people didn't show up. So we got that whole row.
Yep. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, I got to
get front row. That was crazy.
That must have been cool, though. Oh, real quick, awesome. I got to read this.
WrestleMania 10.
Yeah, I got to read this comment from Black Viet. He goes, growing up in South Ozone Park in the 80s and 90s, and it's true, I let someone hold my Game Boy Color around 1998, and he straight up took it and never gave it back in junior high school.
Yep.
Hey, that's how it is, man.
Don't trust anybody.
He said he learned about us. Yo, Black Viet, I got a story for you, man, related.
Yeah.
Yo, so I brought my Game Boy, and this is the old Game Boy, right? The green screen and all that shit. Brought it to junior high school. This was 1995 or so, and I let one of my friends borrow it. I told him, yo, play, that's cool, don't play that shit in class. You know what he does? We were in different classes and shit. He plays it in fucking class. His teacher takes it, right? So I go to the teacher. I'm like, yo, can I get my Game Boy back? That was mine. He's like, you gotta have your mom, you know, pick it up. I'm like, shit. Right, so I go to mom. Hey, can you get my Game Boy back? She goes, no, you brought that shit to school. You fucking lost it. That's it. Never got that Game Boy back.
Lesson learned.
Lesson learned. You know, and that was the right thing to do, by the way. You know, shit is crazy. Yo, by the way, Adam, that story where you talk about, you know, borrowing money reminds me of this crazy thing. Real quick, this was like a while ago. Manny, remember Ralph?
Okay.
Yeah. So we were hanging out.
I remember Ralph. Yeah.
So we were at one of the stores here, Super Video, right? And this woman this woman comes in, and she goes to Ralph like, hey, can I borrow $1? And he's like, I ain't got that money. So she leaves, and he's like, yo, that bitch is crazy. I can understand 25 cents and shit, but not $1, right? So we leave the store. We go somewhere else. We're walking past Super Video again. This dude leaves the store. He's like, yo, that bitch crazy, man. I could understand 25 cents, but not $1. Like the same thing. <That's> the same thing. Oh, man. New York stories, man. Anyway, the M Classic. If you have a Switch and you have a 4K TV, buy it. It's only $99. I think it's still on sale. They have a little promotion over at Marseille, I believe the name of the fucking company is. Some French sounding name, you know.
Well, the one thing about it is that M, the M Classic, it doesn't only work for the Switch.
Oh no! Yes,
it also works for other consoles.
I had a Revel. Yeah, it's funny because if you see the promotional video, it's actually showing off a PS4, which is crazy. Yes. But the thing is, because I was thinking about this, I'm like, wow, my retro games. I have a little RetroPie. My dinner looked like shit on my TV. No, not with this thing. So that's going to be my next test. I'm going to plug my RetroPie that Mr. Jose Polanco hooked me up with. And I'm going to see how good it makes those games look. Because it has three modes. Like, the regular mode is just not even on at all. One, the first mode kind of works well with the Switch. Then the second mode is for retro games. So, for example, so, you know how some retro games get stretched out and shit on TVs? Mm-hmm. This will make every game 4:3, as they should be. You know, the old games. So I'm going to give that a shot as well. But I'm very happy with it. I'm playing with, like, oh, Switch looks passable enough, you know? So I'm happy with that because I really wanted to play that Metroid, you know? It was good stuff, man. Good stuff.
And that Unmetal.
It's an interesting concept, yeah. Having essentially what is an external graphics processor.
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of... And the thing is, apparently this company had, like, just a cable before. Right?
Yeah, there was a cable that did it before.
Yeah, but this is like an upgraded version. I saw the Digital Foundry video. They were like, yeah, this is really cool. This is an upgrade, mm-hmm. for sure. Mighty Nerd, what we says? I let a friend borrow a game. I didn't get it back. Later in life, I got that game back digital and more for cheap. Hey, there you go, right? Your friend should have bought you that game, though, you know?
Yeah, you're like, hey, motherfucker, give me back my game.
My game.
You're like, yeah. He's man, it's like 20 years later.
I had that happen with Ralph.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah. Rygar.
Yeah, Rygar.
That's a Rygar.
Man.
That was gone. I had to get it back years later. I found one.
That's some bullshit. Fucking it up.
The game is also worth a lot, too.
Ralph, that's rare. A character right there, man. His stories about that guy, but we cannot repeat both of them on air.
Yes.
Oh, man. All right. Moving on here. Actually, we're kind of done. So now we're going to do games we've been playing. Adam, you know I always start with you first, man, because you're playing 50 fucking titles.
Everything.
Again, I don't understand how you do it, man. It's like you play a million games, you watch a million shows.
I showed how I do it. I sent you that image. I sleep an hour and 30 minutes.
Maybe, okay, that's night. How.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. Yeah, it's...
What are you running on?
Fucking coffee and beer.
That's coffee. The next question we want to
Damn, you got here. Both of them. What you got? Exile. Yeah, what both. The fuck is that?
Because it's my boots. It's his Rudy.
Damn.
And the company, Exile, he named all the beers after ex-girlfriends. And he has a whole description of what happened to the girl in their relationship.
Damn.
So this is Rudy Goldlager.
All right, take your drink, and then you can tell us what games you've been playing.
Metroid, still playing Metroid Dread. I'm playing Unmetal, which is a really fun Metal Gear NES-style game. The dialogue is hilarious. A lot of funny. The guy's name is James Fox, if I remember. I know his last name is Fox. And they shoot him down. It was U.S. government. They're interrogating. Just real quick, the guy says, so you don't look Russian. What were you doing in that plane? He's like, well, I also drive a Toyota, and I'm not Japanese.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's up with that? Yeah, it's like all kinds of shit. And then you get dialogue choice options to say certain things, which is cool. And it plays, and it looks just like the old school NES game. So I've been playing that. What else? Splatoon 2. Playing a lot of Splatoon 2 with the kids. They got into that, so I've been taking turns with that. Call of Duty, Vanguard, what a disappointment.
Oh, Trouble in Paradise.
I finished the campaign. Campaign was weak. They took too many steps back. But then the multiplayer, and as I sent you a screenshot, I played the game like, I don't know, Saturday or Sunday, not that long ago. So then I was like, all right, let me play some tonight. And it's like, oh, there's an update, no problem. And then it's taking forever. I took a look, 138 gigs. The whole thing is like re-downloading.
Yeah.
I was like, what kind of fucking update is this shit? That pissed me off.
Well, you know what it is? That's actually how they do those updates.
Yeah.
They just flush the whole thing.
They flush the whole game, and then you're essentially re-downloading the whole game.
It's a mess. It ruined it because I was like, I was going to play with Rich Billy Jr.
Oh, yes.
You know, we're at the Coalition.
Oh, yes.
And so I was like, we're not playing this shit. I'm going to go watch Frasier. So there goes that.
It's like, oh, no.
Yeah, then what else?
Like, oh, no.
Right? Oh, no. Horizon 5, Forza Horizon 5, been playing that. That's fun. Enjoying that
it's
one.
It's good, man.
Yeah, it's very good. Very good. A lot of options. I like the fact that if I get bored with one type, you just look at the map, just drive somewhere else. Okay, drive mm-hmm. somewhere else. Go do something. You're not stuck with just, oh no, you have to complete this race to progress or else you're screwed. Mm-mm, no. Gears of War, the multiplayer, been going back and forth. Oh, I wanted to do my Rockstar Table Tennis, remember? I've been playing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it turns out you can't stream that. Because even though the Xbox does have Twitch on it for streaming, it can't stream the emulation for the 360. Because once you do that, you're signing into the 360 emulator, and you no longer have the interface to do the stream.
Legato! So,
well, that's it. Can that
that's
work?
What you gotta do, man. Yeah, well.
I guess
you gotta get. You gotta use Elgato to do that. It's a little more complicated of a process because you're gonna have to have OBS running. Or, you don't have to have OBS running, and then you have to do it that way.
I have to connect it to the computer to do it that way.
Yep,
to
get that's what you got to do.
Because this fucking game never had a PC version. And I have the emulation. I guess I could try the emulator on the PC, but I don't think that. It's through Dolphin. It's the Wii version.
Oh, shit.
So I have that one. And, ugly. Yeah, and the 360 one.
Yeah,
ugly. Yeah, but that's another game I'm playing. There was something else.
Yeah, by the way,
what?
These fucking M Classics are sold out on Amazon, man. What's up?
I just went to their website, man.
Go to their website.
Just go to the website.
Go to their website.
They got it. I'll link you. They just go to the website. That's what I did.
Bullshit.
And they got a holiday. It's still 5% off. Oh, shit. They got a little wait. I know. It'll be holiday sale. Maybe for some other shit, you know.
Here it is.
Oh, you found it? All right, nice.
$89.99.
Oh, it is cheaper. Fuck. I bought that shit for $99.
There you go.
Damn.
Yeah.
Where's the site?
Oh, yeah. Link it to everybody. By the way, it's happening, by the way. Every time I hype something up, motherfuckers start buying it. Like, I should be a salesman, you know?
Where's that LG check, man?
Yeah, right.
That's
I sold like 30 of those fucking TVs last
what
year.
With,
you know?
With the ETA Prime video, the guy that did the review of the screen that attaches to the Xbox Series S.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The portable, and it just flaps down, and you lift it up, and poof, there you go, and they can run off the USB port on it, so you don't even need to use another. And I took a look. I saw it was available on Amazon. An hour or two later, I decided to send you guys a video, and then I went back. Look, it was sold out.
That's come crazy.
On. So, Chris, it's not on stock, but it says in stock soon.
The fucks. That's because of me, man. Yeah. You know?
But for the majority, those are the key ones. Those are the key ones I've been
playing. All right, that's good. All right. Chris, what have you been playing lately?
After I finished Metroid Dread, I went back to Ghost of Tsushima. I'm trying to beat New Game Plus.
Was he this man?
This time I cut Uncle's head off. Like, no. Yeah. No, old man.
You die.
No. No, not in the House of Mutombo. Wait, this is Japan.
Oh, man, I don't know so much. No.
hold up real quick. I got to share this story real quick. Okay, so
we got stories?
Yeah, Logic wins. He goes, Tony was the one that turned me on to Guardians of the Galaxy. I can't believe I was about to buy GTA Trilogy over it. Bro,
you made a wise choice.
Yeah, man.
Dodged the bullet.
You know?
Wisely.
Okay, so Chris, Metroid.
Metroid Dread. I 100%ed it, so nice. I was like, good.
That'll be me soon, man. I just started. Chris, ooh, so good. When it hits the lips, so good.
The
Emmys and shit. Fuck.
It's got the Emmys. Oh, yeah. I was like, what the hell? The awards? The award show?
That's what they call the Emmys, right?
Like, EMI.
Or
MMI.
Yeah.
What fucks you up is if you manage when they grab you to parry him.
Yeah.
And they get stunned. It's like you feel so good, you forget. Like,
yeah, you forget.
Two seconds, they'll grab you again. Like,
you gotta slide under the motherfuckers. You know? Yeah. Oh,
it's that noise they make.
Yeah. Oh,
chasing your ass.
Yeah. This isn't the question show, but we'll take a question from Mighty Nerd. What did you think of the Castlevania Advance Collection? Did you play it?
Oh, but I played all those games originally.
Yeah.
I am. Collections from Konami so far have been good. Like, I got the Contra collection, I got the arcade collection, and I played some of those. Although those games are just brutal, like quarter magnets, you know, like they're just ridiculous. So you play those for like 5 minutes. No, that's Capcom, but like
no, I know, but that was one that you can't beat it at all. Not even first level. That keeps forward.
Yeah, it's brutal. Like all the arcade version of anything is brutal. And then I had the Castlevania collection, the original anniversary collection.
Yeah.
The advanced games, those are really good. Like Circle of the Moon is hard, but I enjoyed it. I like that game. And Area of Sorrow, that one was good too. And the other, I can never remember. It sounds like Symphony of the Night. Now it's something with fucking music. The title, like Harmony of Dissonance or some shit like that.
That's the name of it. Harmony of Dissonance.
That was also good. My favorite out of those was Circle of the Moon, but you can't go wrong. I enjoyed those games, so I'd say definitely if you thought about getting, that's a good way to play it. I'll get it.
That's cool. Right. Anything else you've been playing?
Oh, that's it, man. I haven't had time for much else. I mean, my backlog is just growing. Because you recommend Guardians, I bought it on the Black Friday sale.
It's $25. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I got it on sale, so that's in the queue. I'm almost done with Ratchet and Clank. finished it. I have to finish that game. Yeah, so I got stuff to play.
Yeah.
You got things.
You got things, man. As for me, I haven't played games in a while, so I finally started playing some games. Just Metroid, though. Only played 30 minutes, but damn, when it hits the lips, it's so good, you know? I'm just glad I don't have to play it in hand because the last Metroid game I played was the 3DS one, which was great, Samus Returns, but it's like playing on a 3DS. Like, come on, I'm not trying to do this shit. So I got my Pro Controller. Mm-hmm. I got my M Classic, you know? So I'm good. So, yeah, I want to finish that game off so then I could do my yearly, you know, personal game of the years on Twitter, which always ignite a bunch of hate, you know? Why didn't you include this? Why didn't you include that? Because they're my game of the years, man. You know, because they want it to be fucking, they want it to be like some universal list. It's I literally, every single time, man, you say, my personal game of the year, why did you include this? Because I didn't fucking play it. That's why, you know?
Look how you guys will talk about Flight Simulator.
Why didn't you play it?
Well, I don't see Forza on that shit.
You need to play every game that ever came out.
Why does he sound like Peter Steele?
No. Peter is like, you need to play all the games. All the games are so fun, so tasty.
Or perhaps you're better Shooter Man in Call of Duty Vanguard.
But that happens every time. This year, though, is going to be different. I'm only going to list 5 games because nothing came out this year. This year was fucking dry for me, man.
Yeah, this year has been some... Although some good games have gone out, like pretty good games. By no means a flagship year for video games.
No, like, I played a bunch of games, but most of them are just like, blah, you know? Like, I was talking about Death's Door. I'm like, I played that shit for like 3 hours. I got, like, whatever, you know? I played a bunch of Outriders. I got pretty far in that, but it's like, eh. What's this other game I played? Fucking.
What's crazy about Hades?
I played that shit for an hour. I dropped it too. Like, what the fuck
is this? It didn't pull me in.
You know?
Think about it like this. This year has been so bad that Brian didn't even play a game that came out this year.
He never does, though, you know?
He played Cyberpunk.
3 games that came out this year.
Uh-oh. What'd you play? You playing games?
Mm-hmm. I'll let you know during my turn.
Ah. You know what, Brian? You go ahead, sir.
Motherfucker. I was planning to, like in the middle of something as well, you know?
You need time, Brian.
He thought you were going to save the best for last.
Exactly.
I'll go, Brian.
I'll go first because I need to, like, kick my PC soon. I played quite a few games that came out this year. First was Marquette.
Oh, that is another fucking game I played. That shit was whack, too, you know?
That came out this year. Also played 12 Minutes, if you guys heard that.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I played that game, too.
Was that the top-down?
That's the top-down game with
the room in it. Yeah. With William Dafoe, James McAvoy, and
Ray.
Butterface. Yeah, and Ray from Star Wars. Not bad. Again, only 3 people casting it, which is pretty cool.
Daisy Ridley.
I thought the game was okayly fun. The only thing that I had an issue with was how long it took to reset some things, because when you die, and spoiler, you will die, because that's the whole point of the game, it just takes so long to reset. It's like you hit the point where you can't change it any further, but then you can't reset. So it's just waiting to reset. It's like, come on, I know I need reset, but just let me skip this. But yeah, that was... It was a cool concept. I did like it. Nice puzzle solving. It's nice how like you build up stuff over time. So it's kind of... is Brett here? Yeah, he is. So it's kind of like Dark Souls in a way, where... Okay, tell me if this sounds very familiar. Like, you walk into a situation, you try out a few things, stuff goes wrong, you reset, but now you have knowledge, and hence you can use that knowledge going forward to try again.
Yep.
See? So hence, yeah. So yeah, that was kind of cool, and I thought the story... Tony, did you actually get the full story?
No, I only played, like, fucking, like, what, an hour of my hand, whatever.
Oh! You know? The full story is juicy. Like, I'll tell you after the show, all but right. it has, like, one of those plot twists that was like, oh, that's dark. And also interesting, because I've not played a game that has that as a twist.
Hmm.
Yeah, played that. And right now I'm playing Back for Blood at the moment.
Oh, that's a new game. Yeah, we played that too, you know?
Yeah, it's actually quite fun. It's Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you need. That's all you can ask for, and you got it.
The problem I have with that game is, and this is the same problem Carlos and Adam had, there's no progression like between like playthroughs. Like if we're playing with Adam, right? Like the progress I make in his game doesn't transfer over to my game. So I'm like, what the fuck? You know?
That's yeah, you need to be in the same, just the same level.
You know?
Yeah. You need to be in the same level to progress.
Brett,
we play with Brett. Brett was like one level ahead of us.
Yeah.
So we started like at level 2 and we progressed like several levels, and when Brett wasn't here, we started off from level 1.
Go back to where we were playing at. Go back
over. Yeah, when we saw that, we're like, why are we playing this shit, you know? That was very disappointing. Better why.
The issue I have is that you can't play by yourself. Like, there's no way to do that, which is fucking weird.
Yeah,
you always have to have AI.
Yeah.
Teammates.
Oh, last thing, like, I've been trying to like, start a game just by myself, and it just doesn't start. Like, I go to...
You have to it's hidden. It's all hidden in, like, a sub-menu. And that progress that you make doesn't transfer over either.
Nothing, yeah.
You know? So it's like, what the fuck is up with this?
You get a big disclaimer.
And it sucks because the actual core game is fun as shit, you know?
Oh, definitely.
But yeah, all that other, the progression stuff is what killed it for me, you know? So.
And that was day one, so it was unfortunate.
Yeah, we had fun, man. We had fun. Anyway, what else have you been playing, Brian?
That's mostly it, really. I haven't really had time to get into a few things, but yeah, I've been really tempted to get into Tales of Arise.
That's a good game.
And in the distance, I can just hear Riku just screaming. So
yeah.
So get into that, and at some point, probably next year, get into Persona 5 Royale.
Ooh. Since
that was one of the free games. So again, it's just playing whatever comes my way and just clearing out the backlog. That's what I'm trying to do at the moment.
There you go. All right, Carlos.
No.
No, nothing. No chess?
Yeah, no chess. Oh, no, I didn't play chess this week. Been a busy week, so I haven't really had a chance to play anything.
Oh, place where you can play chess when you come to New York.
Oh, yay.
play against those grifters, play for money, you know?
You did play with those guys, didn't you?
No, I didn't get a chance to. Last time. I wanted to, though. Just one game. $5 is fine. I'll do it this time, though. I'll have enough time.
There you go. There's time now.
There is time. But with the COVID, are they still there? Probably are. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. Those guys are still there.
And it's outdoors. It's outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll do it.
They'll probably got their masks on, or maybe not.
No, they don't got masks. Those guys
will they'll probably just give you a fist bump, maybe not shake your hand before.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Brett, what have you been playing lately?
Not a whole lot. I picked up Guardians of the Galaxy. I haven't started it yet. I've just been kind of hitting my dailies on Fallout, and that's about it.
Nice. And Mr. E-Man.
I'm still in the sort of limbo of Guardians of the Galaxy and the other one. I just have had so many projects back-to-back that I've not been able to do them. But, I mean, you know, there's going to be some changes that are going to be happening. So hopefully I'll have a little more time to play some gaming.
Ooh, Carlos, question for you. Is video game chess or virtual chess the same as actual chess?
Is video game chess like real chess?
Yeah, the question is, how to read it. Is video game chess like real chess?
Fundamentally, it's the same thing, but it's just the feeling is a lot different when you're playing in real life. It's, you know, you feel the rush. You get to play off like sort of like, it's kind of like poker. You get to see like the opposing player like face to face, and you can see like, you can kind of feel them out and see if like what they're kind of trying to do or if they're worried or anything. Yeah, real chess, it's just different. You get to shit talk. And yeah, it's a lot better with a timer, with a clock and stuff. It just feels, and the chess pieces, whenever you move them physically, it's a whole thing. Yeah, it's not the same. But I mean, you can still play virtually, and it'll help
there make you go. Better.
Did you
make
it better. At a Star Wars chess that they would animate, and I remember
seeing. Wait, was it Richard that we learned plays chess? Carlos,
yeah, Rich. Yes. Rich, yeah, Rich plays chess. Play.
That'll be very interesting.
Oh yes, I remember. Used to be.
Oh yes. All right. I think that's everybody, man. So let us start wrapping this up. But before we do that, again, a couple of announcements here. First up, the next episode, which actually, let me give you some dates here. So Throwdown 264 will be on the 9th. That we're going to be live streaming the Game Awards, which 8 o'clock Eastern, right, Carlos?
8 o'clock Eastern. And, no, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Mountain, 5 o'clock Pacific.
Right, so there you go. So we'll be live streaming that, probably a 3-hour show like usual. And like half of that show is fucking ads, you know. So we'll be doing that on the 9th. And then
are we gonna have any guests?
Yeah, we probably will. You know, let me make sure I cover this part up. Maybe we'll have our boy, Mr. David Gilton, on. Manny, look familiar? You know? I'm making sure I cover his you know, his infos. Info. Yeah, you know, so maybe we'll probably have David on, you know, and see who else we can have on. Should be fun. And then on the 16th of December, that'll be the last episode of the year. That'll be 365, right? That'll be our usual year-end wrap-up, biggest stories, best games, whatever games came out. And then the last episode of the year will be on the 19th. Throw on your questions. 365 will be the AMA special. We can ask us whatever the hell you want. You know, but those are always fun. It's been a while since we did an AMA, so should be cool. And then after that, we're going to take a break until the January 6th. But interestingly enough, I will not be on that episode because I'll be in Vegas, you know.
Vegas. So
yeah. But then again, with this fucking Omicron, maybe I will be here. Shit. If they cancel the show, you know. Hopefully it doesn't
happen. Those of you that don't know, Mr. Tony Polanco is a gambler.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'll be gambling like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. You know? Tony Polanco has a hidden gambling problem that we didn't know about until today.
Yeah, right. Yeah, see, I'm going to be covering CS for the first time. That should be fun as fuck, you know. And I guess it won't be that hot since it's, you know, January in Las Vegas, you know.
Too bad you can't get Torrance to come out of retirement for that to hang out.
Yeah, right. That would be fun. Yeah, bring Torrance around.
That was his space right there.
Yeah, he loves CES. Yes.
You mean Torrance, don't at me, Davis?
Yeah. I mean, don't. Oh.
All of his tweet, every day with something, and it's like, don't at me.
Like, you know you want to be added, you know?
he says that, but he wants to get down.
Well, he does. Yeah, you know.
He wants to throw down. We know this.
All right, man. Plugs, which we got. Manny, you first. Do you have anything?
Here we go. It's another cover of Gotham City Villains and Villains Anniversary Edition Giant number 1. This one is you know, a big old, you know, anniversary issue. It's actually 100 pages, which is really great. And it's got a piece by me and Kari Randolph. Me and Kari got another one coming up pretty soon, and you'll be hearing about that eventually. And I got some other fun stuff, so stay tuned.
Good stuff. Adam, you got anything, sir?
Yeah, we got the mid-season finale.
Uh-oh.
Season 7.
This was the best time.
The best time you started roboting again.
Hey, robots.
It's crazy because you were fine the whole episode.
I don't know.
We found out what it was. Though. I don't know if we want to say that on air, but we know what it is. You know, we got Fear the Walking Dead.
If you guys are interested, Fear the Walking Dead, The World Beyond, or anything involving the Walking Dead universe, you can tune in to I Am Negan podcast.
Yes.
As I Am Negan, you can catch us on Spotify, YouTube anywhere, or thecoalition.com or the Coalition on YouTube. We're talking, you know, the Walking Dead proper is coming soon. What, like a month from now? So
February.
Yeah, February. So almost 2 months, or 2 months from now. So you guys can look forward to that. The season, the mid-season finale for the Fear of the Walking Dead.
The nuke.
Yeah, it's a show. It's a show where you can catch all Walking Dead, all content. It's hosted by Adam Vale, and Richard Bailey Jr. is part of the, it's part of the crew, and I am there for the Walking Dead proper podcast. So you make sure to catch that on I Am Negan.
Good stuff.
Spotify,
all that stuff. By the way, shout out, who was that man who gave us a shout out on Spotify? He was like, my number one podcast. Let's do this right. We're gonna do this right, man. Let me look this motherfucker up.
Arnie?
Arnie, right?
Yeah. Shout out to him, man.
Yeah, I want to give him. Really nice. Yeah, that was really cool. Here we go. His name is Arn, right? He goes, he tweeted this out to my number one podcast of 2021 Throwdown Show. Thank you for keeping me company on Spotify all year long. 5,700 minutes. Damn, my man was listening to that Throwdown.
That sounds like a lot of our episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. He says he listens to us on his commutes to work.
Nice. Yeah. That's a popular thing among our fans. Yeah, that's good. You know, actually some of them listen to us at work. That's why they like the long episodes. It makes the days go fast. It was like, listen, we're old, man. We can't be doing long shows like that anymore. 3 hour shows and shit, you know? But you know, we appreciate the support, man. Throwdown, man, for life, you know.
Well, that wasn't our. Someone else said they listened to us in their commute story. Someone else, I forget who it was.
But yeah, that, it's a popular thing. You
The dude, the trucker who won the PS5.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. These nuts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does. Shout out to him, man.
Yeah, shout out to him too. You know?
Shout out to these nuts.
Yeah, yo, hey, you know, just,
we okay. haven't done, we actually never did a Game Again giveaway.
No, we didn't. We had November, next gen November didn't
next
happen.
Gen November, yeah. Oh, well. I guess we have to wait for the next gen.
We have to, you know.
Think about it like this. We had a contest last year the day the freaking PlayStation 5 came out, and we actually gave it away.
Yeah.
A freaking, you know, no connections, no nothing. You know, we gave away a PS5, and now a year later, still people are struggling to find these motherfuckers.
Ain't that something?
Yeah, fucking know? Xbox.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find a Series X.
Yeah, the Xboxes are surprisingly hard to find. I don't know if it's surprising that they're hard to find, but you'd think they wouldn't be, you know.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to last this long. Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be like this a full year.
And apparently, this shit's going to be going on until 2023. You know, the chip shortage. So get ready for that, man.
Yeah, it seems like you can't wait it out. Those of you just chilling in the wings. Although I will say, even though I didn't get mine this way, this is how I got my Xbox. If you guys are trying to get a PlayStation or an Xbox this winter, there is a method to go about. Go to one of these stock sites. StockInformer.com is a pretty decent one. No shout out or anything like that. I'm not getting paid, but you go on there. You basically pop on the webpage. You turn on your alarm. You enable push notifications. But the way that you're really going to get it is you'll get like a fucking submarine alarm sound come off, and you just turn up your speakers. And when you're watching TV and you hear that auga, fucking mad dash to your computer and type in your info, or rather log in. You want to have everything. You know, Walmart, Target, all that stuff. Get your account set up. Get everything auto-logged in so you can just jump to the page, jump in, and order it. Because I saw PlayStation 5s go less than 3 minutes earlier
this
week.
They go quick, so, man.
Yeah,
they go super fast.
I have a similar app like HotStock on my iPhone. Mm-hmm. And it went off that Amazon had a Series X. And I clicked on it, right? It popped up and I clicked on the alert. And it took me to Amazon, and I put this shit in my cart. And when I went to proceed to check out, Amazon's cart broke. You get the dogs. It's like, sorry, we're having a temporary issue. But when I finally cleared that shit, my cart was empty.
Last Friday, I had the same thing. I got it. It said it was in my cart. It said, you ready to check out? I clicked check out. It was loading. And then, that error message.
We're like, loading.
And it was like, nothing's in your cart now.
Hey, Chris. Yeah. Here's a tip. Make sure that you have the web page pulled up on an active computer. It takes critical seconds for the information to hit, and they'd be disseminated and to go through push notifications to make their way through the network, it could be 60 to 90 seconds before you get that text. And meanwhile, on the website itself, that stock alert will go off right away. So you actually want to be active on the website, have it up somewhere.
Is this like a plugin for your browser or something?
Nope. You just put it in on it. You put it in, drop it on a second tab, just leave it, the tab open in the background.
Oh, and you leave it open. Oh, gotcha. All right. I see.
So for those of you trying to get those last minute ones, like, yeah, keep a stock site open, keep your sound notification on, keep your speakers pumped. Even if you're not at the PC, you want to hear that alarm as soon as it goes. Because, yeah, that was the problem. By the time I got my push notification, it was about a minute and a half, 2 minutes later. And it was gone. I'm trying to pick up a PS5 for the shop.
Good luck with that,
keep
man.
Keep it safe.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the problem is, like, I'm trying to grab it for my boss, and I don't necessarily want to shell out the money and then have him pay me back. So there's a bit of a, like, I keep trying to pass him the information. But again, by the time the text goes through, somebody sees it, jumps on the website, it's almost too late.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Brett? That's exactly what happened to me. So let's go for a Brian story this time.
Let's go.
Brian story.
All right. So I just cooked my dinner. So I'm just going to like sit down and just chill out and watch some TV. And then my laptop just makes some noise. And I'm like, okay, what's that? It's like their Discord noise. And then I see. And then it's like, oh, the RTX 3080s FEs are back in stock now. And keep note, because of Brexit, hey, Brexit, there's only one site in the UK that sells the RTX 3080s FE, and that's it. So, and that's the only way to get those cards in the UK without, obviously, traveling like to like a different country. So, the last time this one came out was in September. So I'm like, oh shit, it's happening. So I literally throw my fork across the room and grab my laptop. Again, I'm not playing around here because I've been waiting for so long and I missed out on a chance to get the 3080 Ti one. So I'm like, no, I'm getting the base 3080 and that's it. So throw my fork across the road, grab my laptop, start clicking through all the links. And as you said, Brett, I had already signed into that website. Because again, I knew that in case this happens, I'll need to be ready just in case, and plus I'll bypass all the capture nonsense. So I sign in, well, I go to the page, it loads up, it's there in stock, I click in basket, I click checkout. For some odd reason, the website's like, yeah, let's have you enter in your password again. I'm like, fuck, okay, cool, shit. That's fine. And then I'm like, hold on, I don't remember my password, because it's inside my password manager. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. Open up the password manager. Password manager has closed because the laptop just restarted. I'm like, fuck, I need to like log back into the password manager to get the password. So go through all that, rigmarole, cool, check out. I don't even look at where I'm sending it because I'm just like, no, just go to buy, just go to buy. So get through all the pages, go to enter in my card details. And for some odd reason, the password manager is not automatically filling out their details. So I'm like, I need to grab my card. Where's my card? It's in the bedroom. I'm like, shit. So I'm here like I leap off my sofa, run through the whole house, get to the bedroom, grab my card, run back, and usually my card in like a wallet that's like that ridge wallet mm-hmm. style. So I'm just like, fuck it, I don't care. Just empty out all the cards on the sofa, like search through, find my card, and they're like entering in the card details like a monkey. Because I'm like, this one, that one, this one, that. Okay, cool. Everything goes in, I hit purchase. And then it's like, okay, cool, just processing. And then it's like, this is the first time you've made a payment on this card to this website. You need to authorize it.
I'm like,
man. He's getting tortured. Jesus Christ.
You know that sweat is just coming down his brow at this point.
Tony, it gets better. So I'm like, okay, cool, fine. So I'm waiting for it to send the SMS so that it can authorize it. I'm like, just hurry up and send, hurry up and send. I'm there just like refreshing. It finally sends. I go through, enter it, and I hit process. Right, and then it goes to that page where it's like, okay, just please wait. It's on that please wait screen for 3 minutes. Those 3 minutes, I was dying. I'm not gonna lie, I was dying. I just kept on going back to the website, checking if it's still in stock. And by the time I did that, it was maybe 4 minutes after I got the alert, it was out of stock. So I'm just like, oh shit, did mine go through? Did mine not go through? I don't know. Again, it's just same processing. I'm like, fuck. I'm literally panicking, like standing up, like walking back and forth, like someone just died, you know? I'm just like confused or like I'm going to jail, you know? It's like, what the hell do I do? Just pacing back and forth. And then finally it says, order processed or order successful. I'm like, yes. So I'm like, whew, okay, I can finally chill. But then I'm like, wait, you know what?
Let's double check.
What's the email?
Exactly, the email confirmation. So I go to there. I'm like, refresh. There's nothing there. I'm like, shit. So I go back to the website in the browser, and then I'm like, cool. I'll just screenshot this page. So again, it has the order number there and the tracking number. So if anything goes wrong, I can just say, hey, I paid for this. This is my order stuff. What went wrong? So I did that as like a backup. So I go do that. I'm just there like, what the hell just happened? I check my bank account and no money has been taken out. I'm like, ooh, okay. Now I'm starting to panic slightly. So again, I literally just pace back and forth for like five minutes. And then I say to myself, okay, you know what? I'll just chill out. I'll finish off something to eat, you know, and then...
Your fork off the ground.
You know, yeah, Brian already lost like 5 pounds at this point. You know?
I was sweating like mad. So yeah, I grab the fork off the ground. I start to finish off my dinner, and then email confirmation finally goes through. I'm like, oh, this is good. I check my card, and then yep, the payment went through. I'm like, whew. And then I'm like, where did I send it to? Because I didn't really like notice. I just hit send.
Oh shit! Uh-oh.
It's going luckily to the enough, job.
Luckily enough, it went. It already had my house address there. Because again, as Brett said, I already had signed in, already did all the set up my details and whatnot. So all that information was there. I just didn't check it because I was just panic mode, you know. So yeah. So all's good. All's well. And then just start chill, you know, got the confirmation saying, yeah, it'll be here by the 25th or 26th. I'm like, okay, cool. So I remember that it got to the 25th and the website had said that it hasn't dispatched yet. So I'm there like, it's not dispatched yet. You know, like this is not happening. So apparently at like 4:30 in the evening, it was dispatched. And it's like, whew. So I get it the next day and everything is all well. Or so I thought.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
twist.
God.
How many twists and turns is going on?
This is crazy. It's M. Night Shyamalan shit right now, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, this was pretty much my stuff for like the last couple of days. So I get the card, you know. Again, the card's fine. Don't worry about the card. Yeah, the card arrives. Everything's there. It's no problem. So I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I take out the old card, start putting in the new card, and I think it was the... motherboard cables, that big like 24-pin one, mm-hmm. because of how the power supply is, and it's like a small case. It's like 13 liters case, so it's tiny. Because of how small and compact the case is, that cable coming out of the power supply, it's too rigid, and it interferes with the fan off the 3080, so it didn't spin, and there's no way that it would fit. So I'm like, what the fuck do I do now? Like, I have a card that's not fitting inside my case. So I spend like 3 hours literally taking everything apart, putting everything back in, zip tying stuff as tight as possible just to get the card to fit. And only like the day after, everything finally fits, everything's good. And I'm just like, whew, I can finally play games now. And guess what game I played first?
Cyberpunk.
That was the second game I played.
Oh, I got it. Elite Dangerous. God damn it.
Elite Dangerous.
Knew it.
Again, Elite Dangerous is not even a taxing game. Like, it runs on my 1080 with no problems. But I'm like, nah, I'll do it on my 3080. And it's like, it looks the same. So I'm like, okay, fuck it. Cyberpunk, you know, just throw the biggest, baddest thing that I know. So I put it on and I'm like, yeah, it's all right, I guess. It's like, oh, wait, of course, I still have the old settings. So again, I crank everything up. I'm like, okay, you know what? Let's go with Ultra and see what happens. It's just fine. The 380 just takes it. I'm like, okay, cool. Let's do Ultra with ray tracing.
Let's go.
It still just takes it. I'm like, this is good. So yeah, that's been my 3080 adventure.
I heard you say that you were going to kick your computer. Right before you say, I'm going to kick it. So
yeah, happened. Basically, it's running slightly hot. I'm trying to understand what the hell's going on with my.
You don't have active cooling. That's why, man.
You don't got the jag on cooling.
Yeah, you have fans on that motherfucker.
Like a bunch of fans.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like the main issue is that NVIDIA, being the tech giants and selling this card at like $500 plus, they were smart enough to say, hey, let's include some cheap-ass thermal pads to cool the whole thing. Oh. So it turns out that they just skimped out on the thermal pads, hence why things are running hot. And people recommend, like, if you want to fix it, you have to like take it apart, replace the pads, thermal, and put it back.
Get your own thermal paste.
And I'm just like...
Arctic 5, I think.
I'm like, I waited like 3 months, well... 2.5 months to get this card since at last I could. Oh, and also the website that I got the card from, because the cards are so limited, you can only buy one 30 series FE card per household, per credit card, per IP address.
Oh, so damn.
Wow. There's almost no way for me to get another one unless I ask my neighbor to pay with their card. Because, yeah.
You only got one credit card?
No, but it still is.
The IP address
and all that. Yeah,
yeah,
and the address
IP
as well.
Address, it's
you could do a VPN. Try to
it still doesn't. People have tried that as well, and still just like no. Again, it still looks at the card and the address that it sends to. Okay. They were smart. So yeah, so I'm like, so people want me to take apart my whole card. Put in a bunch of pads in there. If I knock off one small capacitor, the whole thing's dead. No. So I'm just trying to stick in some fans at the bottom to like push in some airflow to it. And
do you have liquid cooling, Brian?
Yes. Again, my CPU is fine. Like my CPU is running.
No. You can get GPU liquid cooling, can't you?
Yes, but I don't have enough space for that. The small case.
He's got a small case.
You might want to upgrade your case next.
The cheaper approach is to,
No. Case. I actually wanted this case because it's small. You know, it's like half the size of like a normal tower. So it's just fine. No, it's tiny. It's the Coolmaster NR200P, if people are fascinated. And yeah, I like that size case because it's fine. But I read that you can just stick in some fans at the bottom as intake so that it pushes more air to the GPU and it should even out. So... I'm trying to understand which headers I connected the fans to because they're not kicking in enough air at the moment. So I need to kick about in there and see what I fucked up with.
PC gaming, the game you have to beat before you can beat the game.
Hmm. Exactly. You know, it's fun. But
also,
yeah. But either way, I'm happy. I have that card. Also,
RTX boys.
Also, it means that I can stop my mining now. Get that Ethereum going, you know.
So Brian, you bring up a good topic. Probably not gaming related, but so you're going to use it for mining?
Probably. For sure. Stick it on when I'm not using it, because again, like I don't play all the time. Like I work 8 hours per day, so kick it on, do some mining 8 hours per day or overnight, and then extra cash.
Holding at home.
I've been contemplating mining with my 3080, but I'm still. I don't want to like degrade it or by any way, but I don't know.
I think that's the way I see it.
I think that might be a topic for another the time.
The way I see it, Carlos, is like if it does degrade, then by the time that it does, then the new cards will be out anyway. So
don't get me started in that fucking shit. You know, we're getting reports right now about the RTX 40 series. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Nobody can buy the 30 series. You know.
Hmm.
No one can buy the 20 series.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man. You can't even buy the cheapest shit right now. You're going to have these new cards come out. All right, bro.
Meanwhile, by the way, do you guys, just this is, I guess, the last thing because I know we're kind of wrapping up.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Can you guys, if you were to guess, among the top 100 companies in the world, worldwide, where is NVIDIA?
They're pretty just up there, aren't they? Like in the top 20?
So you're saying... 20, for example.
I'm saying top 20. I'm giving myself some room there, you know.
I'm going to go mid, right around the 50-60s.
50-60s.
Are you saying, like, all companies, not just tech companies, right?
Yeah, if we're talking about the S&P 500, right?
I'm talking about, you know, oil companies. I'm talking about, you know, these huge, you know, banks, all of them.
NVIDIA, just the company itself, because NVIDIA makes, you know, It was just a Nvidia, thing too. Yeah.
Nvidia as a whole.
Yeah. I'm going to say your top 20.
I think. Wait, is this out of what? Did you say a top 100?
Top 500, for example. It doesn't matter.
Top 500, I'd say they're probably close to 200.
I was about to say like the hundreds, give or take, because I know that they do like cloud stuff, but I don't know how
pertinent that is. Somewhere not like below 200.
All right, so those are all good guesses. They're number eight.
Number eight?
Damn!
I was the closest, though. Your boy, you know?
Uh-oh. We lost our prices, right? Yeah.
They're stuck in between Facebook or Meta. And the Taiwan Semiconductor Company.
Yeah, TSMC.
So isn't that Foxconn?
Yeah.
No, TSMC.
Yeah.
Foxconn's a manufacturer.
Their fucking stock skyrocketed the last couple of months. And fucking Nvidia is fucking a top 10 company in the world in terms of market cap. And they still can't fucking get these stupid ass graphics cards to us, man. What's up with that?
Bullshit is what it is, you know?
Making Brian suffer and going through all this trauma just to get a graphics
card. Right? Brian's fork is still across the street. It's there. That's where it stayed.
Yeah, but then on the plus side, just add to this, I also did like a really funny thing as well. I bought a second PS5.
Okay. Whoa.
Is Brian the first of us to get a second PlayStation?
No, I got two during the beginning.
You know? I think Carlos is technically the first person.
Carlos had
Carlos said.
Well, I bought three, but yeah. I got two currently.
Yeah, I got two. And these nuts got the other one.
These nuts got the other one. So physically, I have two with me in my house.
Yeah, I remember when the Xbox Series X first went out, I bought two of them like nothing. I was like, okay, this is easy. Little did I know it would get much harder later, you know? It was crazy.
Funny,
crazy,
man. Yeah. Funny story of like why I got the PS5 second one is... I had a chance to get the 3080 Ti twice, like this month, well, technically last month in November. And both times I was like, nah, it'd be fine. I'm waiting for the 3080. But then both times afterwards, I was like, shit, I should have got it just because, you know, because it makes sense, you know, and it's what I wanted. So on the same Discord that I used to get the 3080, they also have the alerts for the PS5. So this popped up from Sony saying, hey, buy the PS5 from us, direct. So I'm like, fuck it. I can't get a damn 3080. I might as well just get a PS5 and see if someone needs it. So I only got a PS5 because I couldn't get a 3080. That's fucked up. And funny enough, I actually bought it exactly a year after I bought the PS5 as well, on the exact same day. It's 19th of November. Again, I didn't even plan that. It was literally just the spur of the moment. I bought it. I'm like, huh.
Happy anniversary. Out of that.
Crazy. Yo, Carlos, by the way, TSMC stock is up, you know? That shit is crazy. I actually reported on that today, man. The M3 chip. Like, yo, we don't have the M2 chip yet. What the fuck? You know? That shit is nuts. Yeah.
Yo, man, you talk about M2 and you talk about 3DO?
Yo, motherfuckers don't know about that. Anyway, man, let's wrap it up here. A good show. Again, remember, next week we got the Game Awards special and then the end of the year special the week after that. So throw down. It's going to have some interesting stuff coming soon, man. Anyway, to make sure you keep up with all this stuff, make sure you follow us on Twitch and Twitter and go to Discord where Mob Hits. Who didn't show up tonight, by the way, into the chat. Very disappointed by that. He will supply you with all the rumors, the latest and greatest rumors. You can find us on any podcast app by searching for Throwdown Show. That's two words, Throwdown Show. And you can go to throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. And if you're on YouTube and you're enjoying the content, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified when videos go not live, but when they go up, because we don't do live stuff there. YouTube doesn't like us very much, you know. But yeah, links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time,
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
He's out.
Adam Vail.
We people.
Brett Murdoch.
Deuces.
And Brian Majome.
Tony, the RTX 4,000 cards actually out. It's just that they are so hard to find that no one actually has them.
Right. Like, it's hard to find, even NVIDIA can't find them, you know?
It's like that album where there's only like one of them in the world and that's it.
Oh my
god. Wu-Tang one?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing to fuck with, man. All right, people, we'll see you on Sunday. Later.
Peace. Latest.